Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Krisos. We are up to parak Hey, Mishnah Ches. Chaticha shel chelev v'chaticha shel chelev nosar. If you have one piece of chelev and the other piece is also chelev, but it was also nosar. So it's not only a chiv chatos of chelev, but it's also nosar. Achal esachs min min yedez min achal. You ate one of these pieces and you don't know if it was the piece that was only one isur or two isurim. Maybe chatos v'yashem tali. So you bring a chatos and an ashem tali. A chatos because you for sure ate chelev, and ashem tali because maybe you ate nosar. So Safik Nosar is a Safik Chatos, and therefore it warrants an Ashem Talui. Achalas Hashni, if you then ate the second one, maybe Shalosh Chatos, you bring three Chatos for Chelev, Chelev, and Nosar. Achal Echalas Rishonu Ba'acher V'achalas Hashni, if one guy ate the first one and another guy came and ate the second one, Zemevi Chatos V'Ashem Talui, Zemevi Chatos V'Ashem Talui, then each one brings a Chatos and an Ashem Talui, because each one definitely ate Chelev, and each one maybe ate Nosar. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zechatos V'Zechatos. Rabbi Shimon says, no, let each one bring a chatos for the definite chelev that they each ate, and jointly let them bring another chatos for the nosar that was eaten from among the two of them. Rabbi Yossi Amar Kol Chatos Shibal Chet Ein Shai Mavim. Rabbi Yossi again says, we don't do that. You don't have two people bring a chatos together. Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. Hamev Yashem Talui. Someone who sets aside an animal as an Ashem Talui because he thinks he may have violated an avera that's yeshbo karis v'nozel shalochata, and then he discovers that he's for sure, he gets clarity that he did not do the avera, and therefore he doesn't need an Hashem talui. Imachal nishchat, if they haven't yet shechted the karban yetziv yer be'eder, so the animal could go out and graze with the other animals, meaning it's fine. It just doesn't have kedusha, meaning the whole thing was only on the possibility that you need it. But if you don't need it, it's hektish betos divra meir. That's Rav Meir's sheet of a chamomrim, and the chum say yira ad shiyistaiv v'yimakar v'yibludam of the nadava. No, even if it turns out that you didn't do an avera, it has kedusha, so you have to let it graze till it develops a mum, and then sell it and use the money for nadava. Rabbi Lazar Omer, yikrav, you bring it on the mizbeach as a korban. She'im einu bal chetzeh, harei bal chedacher. Probably you did some other avera that requires a korban, so let it cover for that. Imishen yishchat no delo, if you only find out after you were already shechted it, and then you discover you didn't do any avera, hadam yishafech, then the blood is poured out, in the draining out of the Beis HaMikdash, v'abasar yetzei l'beis hasreifa, and the meat is burnt where they burn pasul meat, so they bring it to the base hasreifa. Nizrak hadam, if the dam was already a nizrak on the mizbeach, then habasar yeachal, then you can eat the meat because it was a perfectly kosher carbon, even though now you know you didn't do the avera. Rabbi Yossi Omer afilu hadam bekos yizarek v'abasar yeachal. Rabbi Yossi says once you shechted it, even though the dam is still in the coast and you haven't done the zrika yet, and then you find out you didn't do the aver, you could still do the zrika and eat the basar. That it's a perfectly valid karban. So let's review what we learned today in the last Mishnah of Parakeh. We said you have one piece of chelev and the other that's both chelev and noser, and you don't know which one you ate. So you bring a chatos and an ashem talui. If you ate both of them, you bring three chatos. If one guy ate one and the other guy ate the second one, one of them brings a chatos. Each one brings a chatos and an ashem talui. According to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Shimon says each one brings a chatos and then they jointly bring another chatos. And Rabbi Yossi says no. Whenever you bring a chatos, it has to be you yourself know that you did the aveira. You can't have two people who might have done it bring the chatos together. And then Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph, if a person is bringing an Hashem, designates an animal as an Hashem Talui, and then he realizes that with certainty that he didn't do the aveira, so if the animal hasn't been shechted yet, Rav Meir holds it's fine, just let it go back with the rest of the animals. And the Chum say, no, it has kedusha, so let it graze till it develops a mum and use the money for nedava. And Rabbi Elazar says, you could be makrevit because let it cover some other avera that you did. So those are three opinions. If before the shechita you discover that you don't really need this karban, if you only discover after the shechita, so do the spill out the blood, don't do the zrika, and let the basar go out lebeis hasreifa. If you only discover after you did the zrika, so then it's a kosher karban and you eat the meat. Rabbi Yossi went on to say that even if you haven't done the zrika yet, it's also a kosher karban and you could do the zrika and then eat the meat. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav Mishnah Base.